Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is March 22nd, 2015, and we have the last of our interviews regarding the upcoming regional conventions of the American Guild of Organists. On the odd number years, the seven regions of the Guild hold conventions, and today we'll speak with Dr. H. Joseph Butler, the head of the Convention Steering Committee for the Southwestern Region, formerly Region 7, which will be held in Fort Worth, Texas, June 28th to July 1st. Dr. Butler, welcome to the show. Take us through the schedule of the convention. What can attendees expect with this convention?
Our convention actually begins before it begins, because we've got a number of really important pre-convention events. One thing that's happening is there's going to be a meeting of the Church Music Institute. They're going to have their conference right before ours, the same weekend that we start. And so attendees will be able to take advantage of that opportunity as well. They're going to be meeting at the First Methodist Church in downtown Fort Worth. Another pre-convention event is a patriotic organ concert by Michael Britt at St. Stephen Presbyterian Church, which is a massive edifice, always worth a visit. And of course, we have the AGO Quimby Regional Competition taking place at 3 p.m. on Sunday, June 28th, as another pre-convention event. That one is, of course, traditional to all regionals. That takes place at the First Methodist Church in Hearst, nearby. So all those things are going on Saturday and Sunday before the convention starts, with the opening service Sunday night, the 28th of June. This is going to be an exciting service at the First Presbyterian Church downtown. Robert August will be the principal organist for that. Also, we're featuring Schola Cantorum, a professional choral group in the area, and a brass choir. And also, this is an ecumenical service, so we will also have the quartet from the Temple Bethel. And of course, there'll be a reception after that. Entertainment by the Singing Pummel Sisters. Okay, that's Sunday. Monday, we start off at Arlington Heights United Methodist Church in Fort Worth, and the dual organists, Kyo and Kiemi Watanabe, Japanese couple, they will be playing music for organ and four hands, as well as a commission piece for organ and handbells. Then we will have some workshops. Sandra Tucker is our composer, one of our composers that we're commissioning, and she will talk about running a handbell rehearsal and arranging pieces for handbells. We'll have lunch that day at the Sheraton Hotel with the regional leadership lunch and meeting. We'll have various workshops in the afternoon, and we'll have a Vespers at St. Patrick's Catholic Cathedral, which is downtown Fort Worth, very near the convention center. By the way, the convention hotel will be the Sheraton, which is on the south side of downtown Fort Worth. Very nice facility. Then the evening recital will be by Todd Wilson, renowned organist, and he will play at Broadway Baptist Church, which has the five-manual Cassavant, the largest organ in Texas. Tuesday, we go out to First Methodist Church in Hearst, and we have the winner's recital for the regional competition for young organists. Then we will move to St. Vincent's Cathedral for a recital by Yoon-Mi Lim. She's professor at Southwest Baptist Seminary. And Yoon-Mi will play on the three-manual tracker organ by Roy Redman, which is at St. Vincent's Cathedral. In the afternoon, we will go over to TCU and TCU region, where we'll have some workshops. Al Travis will be giving one workshop on creative hymn playing. Al is, of course, one of the most renowned hymn players and improvisers in the area, so we're excited about that. Also, in the afternoon, we'll be featuring a session by Andrew Lloyd, a composer of some wonderful new music for organ and also for choir. Then we're going to have a harpsichord recital by Charlotte Maddox-Mirsch of the University of Illinois. And she'll also perform on a positive organ. That will be at Texas Christian University. That evening, we'll have a recital in Ed Landreth Auditorium of TCU, played by Jane Parker Smith of Great Britain. And that brings us to Wednesday, final day of the convention. Wednesday, we have a number of options going on. Basically, there are three options for Wednesday morning. One is to go to the Roy Redman Organ Shop, which is a fascinating place. It's a large old loft, kind of like an old warehouse, and Roy has some antique organs there he's restoring, and there's always a lot that's interesting to see there. Also, we're going to go to, the second option is to go to Ridgely Presbyterian Church for open console and organ crawl on a organ by Ross King. Then the third option for that morning is to go to the Fort Worth Cultural District for the museums, where we have the Amon Carter Museum, the Kimball Art Museum, and the Fort Worth Modern Museum. These are world-class museums, and it's a great chance to do something different from the organ that you can't do everywhere. Then we will have a short recital at All Saints Episcopal Church on the five-manual Garland organ. It'll be performed by Timothy Shoemaker of Dallas. In the afternoon, we go to Arbor Lawn United Methodist Church. This is a remarkable place because it's an entirely new church, not just a new organ, but a new building as well. The organ there is by Dan Garland, and we'll have various workshops there. Bradley Welsh will do one on improvisation, and Jerry Altman is going to do something a bit controversial. He's going to talk about using the organ in contemporary worship with a praise band. We're also going to have a Taizé worship service there led by Chelsea Stern, and that will bring us to the evening event with, well, I shouldn't skip the dinner. We're having a dinner catered by Blue Mesa, excellent Southwestern-style restaurant with the mariachi band entertaining. The final organ recital of the event will be played by Bradley Welsh of Dallas, and he'll play at Arbor Lawn United Methodist Church on the garland that I just mentioned. So that is basically it. I didn't mention every single thing, but it gives you a good overview of the major events. I think it's a superb program, and we're certainly looking forward to it.
Now, what have you and the committee done to try to give attendees a unique experience in Fort Worth?
I think some of the unique aspects of this convention are that we have three organ builders who are resident right in Fort Worth. That would be Roy Redman, Dan Garland, and Ross King. And we're going to feature each of these three organ builders. And in particular, of course, we will have the tour of the Roy Redman shop, which is unusual. I think it's very rare for a regional convention to have a tour of an organ shop. Also, the other thing that's unique is our trip to the museum district. Very few cities, especially cities the size of Fort Worth, have museums and artworks of the quality that we have. So this is something that people from other parts of the region of the country should want to take advantage of. Another thing that we tried to do is to provide excellent hospitality. I think we have really good accommodations, and we're supplying quite a few meals, several lunches and dinners. And if you stay in the convention hotel, there's a free complimentary continental breakfast for convention attendees who are staying at the hotel. So that's an excellent deal because those hotel breakfasts can really set you back quite a bit. Other than that, we've mainly worked towards taking advantage of what facilities we have and creating a quality program, and we expect to have things running well so that people will enjoy the convention thoroughly.
We'll have more of my interview with Dr. H. Joseph Butler in a few minutes. Right now, we're going to hear one of the organs that will be featured at the convention. For this selection, we're going to Broadway Baptist Church in Fort Worth, home to a 1996 Opus 3750 Casaubon Freres 5-manual 191-rank pipe organ. It actually features two 5-manual consoles. The organ is special in that it is the largest organ that Casaubon has ever built and is the largest organ in the entire state of Texas. It has 10,615 pipes, 191 ranks, and 129 independent stops and 11 divisions, divided between the chancel organ and the antiphonal organ. Now, the organist for this selection is Dr. Bradley Welsh, who also will be at the convention this year, hosting a workshop on improvisation within worship. A native of Knoxville, Tennessee, Bradley holds a Doctor of Musical Arts, Master of Musical Arts, Master of Music degrees, and the Artist Diploma from Yale University. Dr. Welsh has also continued his study of organ and piano technique with Sheila Page. composed by Raymond H. Hahn. This is the Pastorelle from Hahn's three lyric pieces. Now let's continue our interview with Dr. H. Joseph Butler, the head of the steering committee for the Southwestern Regional Convention of the American Guild of Organists. Tell me about the process of putting together and planning this convention.
The process of planning a convention like this is actually quite long and complicated. We began 3 years ago. The first thing you have to do is, of course, propose to National to be allowed to host a convention. So we wrote our proposal several years ago and were given acceptance by national headquarters to host the convention. Then the next thing is to put together a steering committee, about 10 to 12 people running various aspects of the program and the logistics. So we have a chair for logistics, a chair for exhibits, a chair for hospitality, a chair for hotel, et cetera, et cetera. And each one of those chairs has their own subcommittee that runs things. So there's quite a nice infrastructure. And I have to say, I have an excellent committee, and people are doing a great job, and it's really been a pleasure to work with them. And I've never felt like everything was crashing in on me as the coordinator, because everyone is doing their part and doing a great job. The next step after having the steering committee put together is to plan the program itself, and we had a smaller subcommittee do most of the program planning. Then that, of course, has to be approved by the steering committee. Ultimately, the program goes all the way to national headquarters, and they have to approve the program. Then the next step, of course, is publicity, putting together a website, and putting all the infrastructure in place to facilitate registration and for people to attend. So quite a long and involved process, but I think it's gone very smoothly, and no complaints so far.
Have there been any particularly challenging aspects to putting this convention together?
I think putting any convention together is a challenge. All the logistical things that have to be worked out, negotiating with the hotel, negotiating with the artists, constant communications, and dozens of meetings. I mean, it's always a challenge. I can't say that anything has been particularly problematic about this convention. I think one thing that we all are concerned about with modern times is the expense of going to a convention, and we want to make sure that the experience is worth the expense and that the expense is as low as possible. So we've worked really hard to have reasonable hotel accommodations and also to provide a number of meals, as I've said, and people should be getting their money's worth. And I think that's one of the challenges. But I don't think there's any unique challenge to this convention. It's the same that anyone would face planning a convention of this sort.
We'll hear more from Dr. Butler regarding the Southwestern Regional Convention of the American Guild of Organists. Among the many and varied artists who will be performing at this convention are the husband and wife team of Kiyo and Kiyemi Watanabe, formerly from Japan, who both live and work in Texas. Kiyo is organist at the First United Methodist Church in Wichita Falls, Texas, and Kiyemi Watanabe is organist and music director at the Floral Heights United Methodist Church, also in Wichita Falls. They'll be performing together at the Arlington Heights United Methodist Church. They recorded a CD together called Organ Duet on a 79-rank Garland pipe organ at First United Methodist Church in Wichita Falls. This is one of the tracks from that CD. Composed by Joseph Jungen, this is the Toccata from Symphonie Concertante.
listening to At the Organ.
Is there anything else you want attendees to know that attend this year's regional convention?
One thing I would like to remind listeners is that we have an early bird deadline of April 1, and so registration is cheaper if you can do it before the end of this month. So I encourage you to go online to our website and register for the convention. The website, well, I won't bother to recite the name of it because it's easier just to search it. AGO 2015 Southwest Regional Convention, AGO, or American Guild of Organists. If you Google anything like that, you will certainly find us. And we've got online registration. You can pay with your credit card. Don't have to use PayPal or anything like that. And there's a very easy form for selecting your workshops. And I think it's working very smoothly. So I encourage people to try it out as soon as possible, especially by the end of this month.
We have time to fit in one more selection for you. Another artist performing at this convention is British organist Jane Parker Smith. Now, she is no stranger to the American Guild of Organists, having performed at conventions in Philadelphia, New York City, Columbus, Ohio, and at the National Convention in Nashville in 2012. For this selection, she reaches into a repertoire of French organ music, for which she is most well known, to perform a composition by Jules Grisson, the Toccata in F major.
Thank you.
My thanks to Dr. H. Joseph Butler for joining us on today's show.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.